God in spirit and in truth, and then to have a little passion shower this afternoon, and the sun came out. It's just a beautiful day, and then at the near close of this day to be able to again assemble together to worship God in spirit and in truth. I hope you'll take your Bible out and follow along with me. Make sure that what I say is right. If you think I missed the mark, don't hesitate to tell me that. If I'm wrong about it, I'll make correction of it. Someone had mentioned this morning on the way out that maybe I may have given a passage of Luke 12 when it was Luke 15. I can't remember what it was. I do know that the two passages this morning, if you had an outline, I went back and checked. It should have been right on your outline. I think that it was. I think Luke 12:15 is a passage that I should have given to you if I've given you the wrong reference when he talked about take heed and beware of covetousness. That's Luke 12:15. And then when I was talking about the lost sheep, that should have been Luke 15. I may have said Luke 12. I'm not sure. But that's Luke 15. And so, however I might have misstated that, and hopefully you can make correction on your notes and have the right passage. A few weeks ago, I can't remember how long it was, we talked about why few find the narrow way. And I thought a good follow-up to that would be why the majority or why many will be lost. Again, taken from Matthew chapter 7, 21 through 23. I've got on the passage, but actually it would have been best to have used a passage earlier on in the book of Matthew when he talks about the two ways. And there are several passages, I suppose, that you could have used as we think about why few it is that will find the narrow way and why it is that the majority of people, and I don't know how many are going to be lost, but we know that in comparison to those that are going to be saved, it's the majority that's going to be lost. Matthew chapter 6, 19 through 21. But either way, it'd be a good passage, and Ethan again did a good job in reading the passage. Why many will be lost? I'm sure I could not stand before you and give you every reason as to why many are going to be lost come the judgment day. I know on this outline I wrote down 15 points as to why many are going to be lost. And I know when I was putting this together, I use the phrase where I could use enough in the passage. Now that probably won't make sense to you except you first went to the book of Daniel. And I'll just give you this as a starting place over in the book of Daniel chapter 5 and in verse 27. Thou art have been weighed in the balance, Daniel 5:27, and are found wanting. And so some people did not weigh enough. Would be a point that you could talk about. But first of all, this evening, I want us to understand the fact that many are going to be lost because many did not learn enough. In the book of John, chapter 6, 44 and 45, Jesus talked about the fact that no man can come unto him except the Father first draw him. And then he talks about he that hath learned and hath heard of him can come. And so we've got to learn. And the Bible puts a lot of emphasis upon learning. For example, in the book of Matthew chapter 11 and verse 29, most are familiar with verse 28. One of the best Bible invitations, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, ye shall find rest unto your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. And so a lot of people are going to be lost because they simply do not learn the truth. Ever learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 7. So we've got to learn the truth. If we don't know the truth, we'll be lost. And we've made that point, I don't know how many times recently, that we've talked about the importance of knowing the truth. And a lot of passages talk about that. John 8:32, and we won't rehash all those, but Ephesians 3:3 through 5, Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 17, and 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4, and just on and on the Bible talks about the fact that we've got to know, we've got to learn. But also a lot of people are going to be lost because they did not put off enough. Preacher, what on earth are you talking about? Well, you realize that being a Christian necessitates that we put off and that we put on. And Paul talks about that in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and then verse 22. For example, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22, when he says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Then when you drop down to verse 28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his own hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. And so we've got to understand that as Christians, we're not like we used to be. And the Bible, again, places emphasis upon being the new man. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Some versions say a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And so we don't live like we used to live. In parallel to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5 and chapter 4, is a passage over in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. And often, and I think the book of Colossians is often neglected, but oftentimes the book of Colossians is a very good parallel to the book of Ephesians. And in Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, there are so many similarities between Colossians and the book of Ephesians. Rightfully so, the same author, same penman would be the Apostle Paul, same author, the Holy Spirit, same origin, the mind of God. But in Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, but now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Isn't it amazing that many times we know these things, but sometimes children of God still talk like people of the world. Filthy talk. You better watch social media too. You better watch what you like. Be careful about what you give a thumbs up to. I don't have Facebook. Used to have, but it took too much of my time, so I got rid of it. But you might be able to handle that a lot better than I did. But be careful about what you give a thumbs up to. Be careful about what you like, but put off these things. Filthy communication out of your mouth. Nonetheless, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and you've put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. And he talks about verse 12, put on therefore as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Kind of similar to putting on the whole armor of God to read about over in the book of Ephesians. So put off the things that need to be put off. So why will many be lost? Because they did not put off enough. Sometimes we're very good at going part of the way, but then we stop and we don't go all the way. We don't go as far as what we should have gone. But then also, I'm just going to share a few of these with you tonight. Not all that's on the outline, but many will be lost because they did not love enough. I understand that probably the most three words that are used, I want to say haphazardly, that doesn't sound like it's the right appropriate word, but loosely, just kind of thrown around, I love you. And we need to make sure that we do love enough. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14, verse 15. And in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. You cannot separate love and obedience. Just cannot do it. If we love God, then we'll keep his commandments. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Luke 6, verse 46, that we talked about and mentioned briefly this morning in the sermon. So many will be lost because they did not love enough, but also because they did not look ahead enough. In Luke 9:62, Any man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. And so when you put your hand to the plow, you need to keep your eyes forward and not back, longing for the former days, the days of the world, the things that perhaps you used to do. But keep your eyes forward. Look ahead. Colossians 3, 1 through 3. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For you are dead and your life is hid with God in Christ. Colossians 3, verses 1 through 3. And then after giving all those many examples that are given to us of those who died in faith, Hebrews 11, 13, all those that were faithful, Abraham and Sarah, Moses and others, and he talks about Gideon and so forth, and those that Tom would fail to mention, he mentions in Hebrews chapter 11. And he talks about the fact that having being encompassed with such a great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which is so easily beset us, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And then in verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of God. And so many will be lost because they did not look ahead enough. We talked about many will be lost because they did not learn enough. Many will be lost because they did not hear enough. We talk about nearly every sermon at the conclusion of it, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. In fact, every conclusion. As we extend the invitation, Romans 10, 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But in the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, he pronounces a blessing, a word blessed that is akin to happy, but being blessed, yes, we are happy, but sometimes we just talk about happiness, which is tied to circumstance. But in verse 3 of Revelation chapter 1, he says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. We talk about sometimes from the great Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, the attitudes that we ought to have. We go through that list of blessed are the poor. And, you know, it makes a really good sermon. I've preached it before. The Beatitudes of Revelation. There's several times he talks about those that are blessed. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, Revelation 14, 13, and a lot of other passages that he points out. But notice again, he talks about those that read and they that hear the words of the book of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. And then when you get in chapters 2 and 3, when he's talking about the seven churches of Christ which are in Asia, you know how many times the statement is made, he that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. If you were to venture a guess, how many times would you say that occurs? Seven times. Every single instant that he talks about the seven churches of Asia, he talks about, he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And you'll find that in Revelation 2, verses 7, 11, 17, 29, and chapter 3, verses 6, 13, 22. Seven times to each of the seven congregations that were a nation. So many are going to be lost because they did not hear enough. But many are going to be lost because they did not continue enough. I don't know how many it is. I've never tried to count, but I can think of several over the years that I have known that have obeyed the gospel of Christ, but they have went back out into the world. And a lot of people are going to be lost, ourselves included, if we're not careful. If any man think, take heed, and if any man think that he stands, take heed lest he fall. That can happen to any of us. Paul wrote to those at Corinth, brethren, if there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing, take heed lest there be in any of you an evil heart in departing from the living God. Hebrews chapter 3 and in verse 12, Peter wrote about that and others. So yes, we can fall, but many are going to be lost because they did not continue. In James chapter 1, verse 24, But if any man looketh into the perfect law of liberty, you know the rest of that? Be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Then he talks about he that continueth in the work. Verse 25, this man shall be blessed in his deed. In Colossians chapter 1 and in verse 23, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which is preached to you, it's been preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Again, Colossians 1:23. In Acts 14:22, when they went out on a missionary or an evangelistic, I like that phrase better, trip, they came back through where they had gone to encourage the brethren, confirming the souls of the brethren and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we through much patience and tribulation shall enter into the kingdom of God. Keep thyself pure. If you continue in these things, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. 1 Timothy 4 and in verse 16. But also, last point, and again, this is just a few of the 15 that you could include, and then many more that you could include on the list of why many will be lost, because many did not keep enough. James 1:27, pure religion undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. And then a passage I mentioned to you just a moment ago, 1 Timothy chapter 5 and in verse 22. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Three words. Keep thyself pure. Many will be lost because they did not keep enough, did not keep themselves pure enough. Did not keep the commandments of God enough. Why will many be lost? I've given you several points, and there's a lot more that you could think. Should you be here tonight, not a Christian, why not obey the gospel tonight? I look out over the audience and I see that most have. You might be here tonight having never obeyed the gospel. Why not do that? I read across some cassette tapes a few years back that was in a box of cassette tapes that I have, and it was a gospel meeting that A.C. Grider did in 1977. And I've never heard a sermon of his before. I've got a book that he had wrote it's Grider's Reminiscing, and just talks about some things that happened over the years. But anyway, in one of those lessons, in that week-long meeting, when he gave the invitation, he said, this meeting might run on, but you might not run on. And I think about that from time to time as I extend the invitation, that time may go on for everyone around you, but it might not go on for you. I hope it does, but it may not. And if you're not a child of God, what then? What then? That's not the end. In Luke chapter 16, just as well as the poor beggar died and was carried by the angels into the bosom of Abraham, the rich man also died, but in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. And he didn't ask for much. He had a lot of things while he was living, but he didn't ask for much then, except, well, two requests that he made. One was to send Lazarus, that he might dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. And then he also asked that Lazarus could go and warn his brothers, lest they come to this awful place. Think of that. Obey the gospel now. I can't offer you anything better than that. You become a Christian by hearing the gospel, believing it, repenting of your sins, making that good confession of your faith in Christ that He is the Son of God, and being baptized for the remission of your sins. To arise to walk in newness of life. Then you need to continue in. Once you get in, you need to continue in the faith. But heaven would be your eternal home. But maybe you've done that in a long life's way. You've pulled up your anchor of steadfastness and you've drifted back out into the ways of the world, but you want to straighten all that up and come back home. Why not repent of your unfaithfulness? Make confession to God in prayer. We'll pray with you. And for you, don't delay. Come right now.